Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orin Johnson filling in for Sam Shad. Joining us today is Adriana Guzman-Frelick, Republican nominee for Attorney General of the state of Nevada. Next on Nevada Newsmakers.
A power line is more than a power line. It's maintaining the bottom line for small businesses. It's keeping the assembly line moving for our workforce. For our brightest minds, it's meeting a deadline. It's on the front line with our heroes. And on the sidelines of the biggest games. It's a direct line to our loved ones. And it's a lifeline for the most vulnerable. There's a lot on the line.
The Nevada Builders Alliance has been protecting the interests of the construction industry for over 50 years. Our programs save members thousands of dollars every year and allow them to provide much-needed benefits to their employees. Our industry also allows Nevada to grow. If you're thinking about a career in the construction industry, reach out. And if you haven't thought of a career in construction, what are you waiting for? We are the Nevada Builders Alliance.
Welcome to Story County, where history meets innovation. And a pioneering spirit continues to shape our future. At the heart of the Tahoe-Reno Industrial Center, we power the future with global leaders in technology and manufacturing, driving progress that reaches far beyond our county lines. From advanced manufacturing to tech innovation, our industries are creating thousands of quality careers, fueling a vibrant economy that benefits every Nevadan. But it's more than just growth. Our community is our foundation, supporting families, empowering local initiatives, and creating a place where everyone belongs. Be part of a legacy built on bold ideas and boundless possibilities. Join us in building a brighter future right here in Story County. Story County, helping build Nevada's future.
Is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orin Johnson filling in for Sam Shad. Joining us today is Adriana Guzman-Frelick, who's the Republican nominee for Attorney General. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Appreciate you joining us. So, I heard you a few months ago give a speech where you talked about sort of your origin story coming to this country as a little girl. And I wonder if you'd share that with us, because I thought it was super compelling. It was
Thanks. Yeah, no, it's a special story. I'm the epitome of the American dream, right? So I came to the United States, Nevada, in fact, at age 9. I didn't speak any English. I didn't read, actually, in either Spanish or English, because I came from Mexico. My mom brought us from Mexico, me and my siblings, and for a better life. And we came to Nevada, and I've lived here pretty much ever since. And we came on the 4th of July of all days, right? So we crossed the border on the 4th of July. My mom took us to McDonald's. We had never even seen a McDonald's. She took us to McDonald's, and she did the full thing, right? You had the Big Mac and fries and shake and even the apple pie. And and we just sat outside, and I remember sitting outside and we watched the fireworks, and they were, you know, the fireworks. We were used to, you know, little firecrackers. We've never seen anything like that before. And she told us that those were for us, for coming to America. Yeah, so it's pretty special.
So how does that experience, and then obviously, you know, growing up, did you grow up here in Reno? Is that?
I did. I grew up in Sparks and Reno.
Okay. So as you're growing up, learning the language, all that sort of thing, how did that inform, you know, ultimately how you got here? Give us sort of the adult bio version. So what happened after that? You graduated from high school, I assume?
Yes, of course. I did. You know, my first job was as a freshman in high school, and I worked for, it used to be the Holiday Hotel Casino on the river, and I was a maid. The hardest job I ever had was cleaning rooms. That was the hardest job. And so, but yeah, I never stopped working. I've had jobs, one, two, three jobs ever since, because, you know, this is America and there's nothing you can't do. And so I took a full advantage of all the possibilities that this country has to offer, and went to UNR for undergrad, and went to UNLV for my law degree. And 4 years after, well, I started at the Ethics Commission, but 4 years after law school, I became the general counsel for the governor of the state of Nevada. 4 years after law school. I mean, where does that happen, right? Only in America, only in Nevada.
So how did that happen? Because the governor hasn't called me to be his general counsel yet. and I've been practicing law a little bit longer than that. But no, tell us about how you got to that path.
Sure. I think the Ethics Commission has a lot to do with it. That was my first legal job. And we had some pretty important cases at the Ethics Commission. And so I think that the governor recognized that if he wanted anybody to be on his team, is he wanted the ethics lawyer to be on his team. And so that's how I ended up there. And that's how I first really became aware of the Attorney General's office. Sure, I worked with the Attorney General's office at the Ethics Commission, but not to the degree that I did when I was at the governor's office, because we had to deal with Obamacare at the time. We really needed to, you know, get to the bottom of it, figure out how that's going to affect Nevadans. And we had an attorney general who felt differently than we did. And so that's when, you know, I reached out to outside counsel, and we started these lawsuits with the administration. And that was my first experience with that. And I kind of planted a seed in my brain that may be something that one day I would want to do.
Now, you didn't stay in public service after that. You've been in private practice. Give us a little bit of background on your private practice.
Sure. So 6 months before COVID, I decided to leave my state job, you know, with all the perks. You know, you have your retirement and your health benefits and all of that. And I wanted to open up my own law office. That was the plan all along, was for me to open up my own office at some point. I speak fluent Spanish, and I wanted to help the Latino community navigate some of these complex legal issues that they might have. And so I opened up my law office. I was going to focus on two things: gaming licenses, because I had worked for a gaming control board, and also personal injury, primarily car crashes, because I had worked for Ed Bernstein, who's a lawyer. He was up here at some point. Now he's just in Las Vegas, but I worked for him for 7 years. So I knew that area of the law. So I thought, okay, I'm going to do that. And 6 months into it, you know, you open up your practice and you know what that's like, right?
Do you?
Oh my gosh, you have your overhead and you've got your expenses and you've got to advertise and get clients in the door. COVID happened. So all of a sudden, people stopped driving, right? And they're not crashing into each other. There's no cases. And then also all the bars and restaurants and taverns closed. So nobody was going for a gaming license. So anyhow, thank goodness I fell back on my experience with government and went and got a couple of contracts and worked for government for that time period. But
yeah, I can tell you, I was fortunate as a criminal defense attorney that people did not stop committing crimes, even though they did stop driving doing other things.
That's
all right. So and then that brings us up to the present and the attorney general's race. And we're going to talk about that when we come back.
This piano's in tune because I take care of it. Neglect it, and nothing sounds right. That's our economy. Congress neglects us while lining their pockets, self-dealing, insider trading, while you do more with less. One good job used to buy a home, fill your tank, raise a family. Not anymore. I'm Marty O'Donnell. I approve this message because it's time to get Congress back in tune.
Meet Nevada Health Link, Nevada's official health insurance marketplace. Your link to savings, selection, free assistance, and name brand health insurance. Where 90% of enrollees lower the cost of their monthly premium. Everyone deserves access to quality health coverage, no matter your income or family size. Visit NevadaHealthLink.com. A few minutes could save you hundreds of dollars per month.
Nevada Health Link. Our plans are made for your plans.
As you know, Reno is booming. Toll's development company is helping it grow with insightful design and development, building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Toll's development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. tollsdevelopment.com.
The trucking industry is the most resilient link in the supply chain, moving 95% of our freight in the Silver State. And while essential, the road isn't always smooth. Supply chain disruptions, rising fuel costs, and unrealistic rules and laws that hamper our ability to serve our customers and country. Our prosperity and every sector of the economy, manufacturing, mining, medicine, and food from farm to table, is tied to trucks. There's nothing without trucking.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orrin Johnson filling in for Sam Schatt. If you're just joining us, with us today is Adriana Guzman-Frelick, who is the Republican nominee for Attorney General here in Nevada. So you've never actually worked for the Attorney General's office, correct?
I actually had an internship after my first year of law school.
Oh, okay. I think that counts. But but nevertheless, you weren't a deputy AG for, no. for any period of time or that sort of thing. So one of the, I think, the big questions about that position is I feel like, and maybe I'm wrong about this, but the perception has been that the Attorney General's office has historically been fairly non-political. You prosecute crimes, kind of do administrative stuff, and increasingly it's become a partisan position. Is that true? Is that necessarily a good or a bad thing? What are your thoughts about that?
That's very true, and that's one of the reasons why I'm running, is to stop using it as a tool, as a political tool. And it's not good, because then you don't focus on what's important to Nevada and focus on the things that you need to do to protect Nevadans, because you're so worried about your political career or partisan politics.
So let me ask you this, though, and a little devil's advocate question here. Obviously, as a Republican, you'll have different policy priorities and ideas and philosophies than your opponent, than a Democratic opponent. Is it, and increasingly the law is used on both sides to advance policy agendas. Is that something that's legitimate for an Attorney General to do? Is that something that that they should do, or should that recede once again?
Look, it doesn't matter who's in the White House. That's my philosophy. It doesn't matter who's in the White House. It's what you're going to do with that office to help Nevadans. And one example I use is the water issue right now with the Colorado River, right? That would have been, I mean, I know that the suit just got filed today, but that would have been, had I been the Attorney General, one of the things that I would have definitely filed a lawsuit against the administration to protect Nevadans.
So explain that a little bit, because I do criminal defense because I'm not smart enough to understand the intricacies of water law. But it's a great example, I think, where multiple states are involved and all that sort of thing. What is happening with that?
So Nevada has to cut their use and drastically. And we can't afford to do that, especially because of our economy demands that we have the water resources available for businesses to come to the state. So it's very important. And we have to reduce, right? I think it's by a third, whereas the upper basin states don't have to. They're not mandated.
So. And that makes all the sense in the world, that the state's interests and their particular geography and all that sort of thing sort of transcends the partisan alliances. So how does that work? You mentioned back in the day when Obamacare was first implemented and there was an attorney general and a governor who were different parties, at odds policy-wise. How do you reconcile that as a effectively less partisan attorney general working with a governor who you may or may not agree with?
Well, I think ultimately it's what's going to benefit Nevadans. What's going to benefit Nevadans, and that is your compass, right? It shouldn't be a political office. It shouldn't be a stepping stone to some other political office. It should be to protect Nevadans and to basically, it's a law office, right? It's a law firm of the state, and it should be treated as that. So you need a leader that's going to do everything in their power. And it's a powerful position if you think about it. I mean, it's that you have the governor and the attorney general, and those are the two most important as far as, yes, you have the legislature, but think how many people it takes to pass something through, and then the governor has to sign it or veto it, whereas the attorney general doesn't have a body that they have to pass something through. So they can make a decision. And case in point, the current attorney general has filed so many lawsuits that really don't benefit Nevadans in any way, shape, or form. And that's judicial resources, that is resources within the office, time, money that's being spent that could be spent on things that are necessary for our state.
I love you said that, because it's like you read the segue on my, and I know you didn't, and these are my notes. So what are some of those lawsuits you think that are that should not have been filed?
Perfect example is the merger with Paramount. What does that have to do with Nevada? We don't even have much filming here, right? How does that affect us? Those companies are not even here. And California, okay. Well, you want to file a lawsuit because California is going to either benefit or not benefit from it. That's one thing. But to join a lawsuit that's not going to benefit us.
For those who might not be familiar, what's the legal issue? What's the claim? What is the lawsuit against Paramount that's being filed?
So this is a merger between two very, very large movie companies, and the argument is that then it becomes a monopoly, right? And it makes it hard for other companies like Hulu or Netflix or what have you to compete.
And so, did Nevada just join a lawsuit and initiate the lawsuit to prevent that merger?
We joined the lawsuit and with other attorneys general. But again, Nevada doesn't have, it really doesn't have any skin in the game.
Got it. Well, we're going to talk about a few more of those potential lawsuits and cases when we come back.
2025 is bringing big changes for Nevada businesses. If you have more than 5 employees and have been operating for 3 years or more, you must now comply with new state retirement plan mandates. The Vegas Chamber 401k plan makes it easy, offering a proven, customizable, and cost-effective plan for employers and employees to save with tax advantages. Visit VegasChamber.com to explore options and see how the Vegas Chamber can help you start saving for your future.
Like a traditional handmade basket, retail is woven into the fabric of life in Nevada. From big box to mom and pop, retail supports our communities in countless ways. Jobs for the disabled, team uniforms for kids, help for the elderly, and so much more. Retail employs over 1 in 10 workers. Retail supports Nevada, and we support retail.
RANNV.org.
We're the Peters family, two combat veterans, our daughter Elle, and our Liberty Dogs puppy in training, Cooper.
Cooper will grow up to be a life-changing companion to a veteran with visible or invisible challenges.
We're helping Cooper build focus and confidence so he's ready to support his veteran.
And we know he will help bring happiness and independence to his veteran's life.
So join us, become a puppy raiser, and change lives, one puppy at a time.
This summer, all roads lead to Tamarack Casino for trucks or bucks. Win up to $5,000 in cash every week. Buckle up and win a brand new Tundra or up to $45,000 in cash. Shift the winning and your good times into high gear at Tamarack Casino.
You're in trouble with the law. It's easy to think you'll lose everything, but there is hope. I'm Attorney Orrin Johnson. Your first step is to hire a serious attorney but the experience to successfully navigate the legal system for you.
Sometimes hope means addiction treatment instead of jail and making sure you're treated fairly.
Sometimes hope means fearless trial attorneys who will stand up to the government when they get it wrong. Call or text Orrin Johnson Law.
We'll make a plan.
You'll take back your life.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. This is Orrin Johnson filling in for Sam Shadd. If you're just joining us, we have Adriana Guzman-Frelick, who's the Republican nominee for Attorney General here in Nevada. So we were talking when we left before about some of the lawsuits that have been filed by the current Attorney General who's running for governor. Are there any that he's pursued that you agree with?
Sure.
What are some of those?
I would say that the lawsuits against the social media platforms that create dangers for adolescents and for kids because they become addicted and they don't have the mechanisms in place to stop either kids from being addicted and also predators that are able to get to the kids and cause harm.
So I'm the father of two teenagers. I'm a official hater of social media when it comes to kids. But how do you reconcile that lawsuit with the First Amendment concerns, with what we've seen in other countries like Great Britain, where they've used laws nominally designed to protect children to cut down on dissent or that sort of thing? How do you strike that balance?
Well, I think you do the balancing test, and I think that the health and safety of our children are far more outweigh, you know, some of these First Amendment issues. And I think it just needs to be a priority because this is how predators groom kids. And there's been lots of cases where also, you know, not just the predators grooming kids, but also fraud. People using these platforms for fraud, for drug sales of drugs. So there are many issues that are concerning for sure.
No, for sure. We certainly all have gotten the email messages and then social media from the Nigerian princes and all those things. So what would that look like? That what brings to mind to me is the old, you know, cigarette lawsuits. That is some philosophical issues with, and ultimately that led to just money. It was just payout from the bigger companies, and people are still smoking, although a little bit less. What does that look like if you're successful? What does a new social media landscape look like when at the end of these types of lawsuits?
Well, I think most importantly is these companies have to be accountable, right? And I'm not so happy. I'm not just going to start filing lawsuits, correct? So I think conversations have to be had with these companies. If there are issues, we need to find out what they're going to do about them before we sue. I mean, you know, we always try to reach out and negotiate. I do that all day long, negotiate with insurance companies. But at the end of the day, if they're not going to do what's right, if they're not going to protect Nevadans, and especially children, elderly, disabled, people that, you know, have a hard time and can't advocate for themselves, then that's what the Attorney General's office is for.
No, that's fair. So obviously the Attorney General's office also handles some criminal prosecution. The area that most impacts me is sort of near and dear to me, but it's not the majority focus of the Attorney General's office. I've never quite understood well why the Attorney General's office handles some cases or sort of gets involved in certain cases that county prosecutors could also handle. Where is that line and how do you intend to sort of set policy and priorities with respect to your office's criminal prosecution?
Sure. Well, my priority is basically to restore law and order. I think we've been really soft on crime. So you're going to be super busy because that's going to be my number one priority is to restore law and order and to work with local law enforcement, not just local law enforcement, all law enforcement from FBI to tribal law, work with everybody in between. So Because right now, there really is no relationship, by the way, with all these law enforcement agencies or with the DA's offices. You know, we've got 17 DAs, and we need to be working with all of them so that we're all on the same page and the Attorney General can help in whatever way they can. You know, some Attorney Generals, Attorneys General, just want to be there in case there's a conflict, in case the DA can't prosecute because of a conflict. I want to be there whether there's a conflict or not a conflict. Certainly, you know, there's the whole turf thing going on. I just want to make sure that I'm available for whatever the prosecutors and law enforcement needs, and then we're going to have a relationship. We're going to all sit at the same table and talk about the issues that Nevada has, and we're all going to work together to make sure that we resolve these issues, because that's important, and that's been missing for the last 8 years.
Well, and that's where we're going to have to leave it. We're out of time for today. Thank you so much for joining
us. Thank you.
And we'll be right back.
Carson Valley Inn, it's your place for the good times. Carson Valley Inn.
Each day, the Children's Advocacy Alliance partners with leaders, legislators, and families across Nevada to improve children's health, education, economic well-being, and safety. We recognize Nevada will be no better than the state of its children. Be a part of this change. Be a supporter of the Children's Advocacy Alliance. For more information, go to caanv.org.
Welcome to the Ahern Hotel, where bold ambition meets unforgettable experiences. Feel your game day vibes and celebrate with great food at All American Sports Kitchen, serving amazing flavors and fan favorites. Sip and savor at Aroma Barista Bar, handcrafted coffee roasted to perfection. Step into the Ahern Live Showroom, where concerts, comedy, and unforgettable performances light up the night. We also have the David Yule Art Gallery. It's the only one in the world, and his work is breathtaking. Browse the gift shop. It's a treasure trove of keepsakes, chic essentials, and one-of-a-kind finds. And the space. Almost 30,000 square feet of meetings and events areas ready for you. From weddings and birthdays to quinceañeras, trade shows, banquets, and beauty pageants. Bigger ideas? Let the Ahern team handle all the details so your event is flawless. Ahern Hotel, where moments become memories. Book your next gathering today.
At Nevada Urban Indians in Reno, your health is our priority. Our medical clinic welcomes everyone. We accept all insurances, ensuring quality care is within reach. Nevada Urban Indians, your partners in health.
Imagine a magical garden that feeds Carson City's hungry and homeless, teaches our high school students agriculture, creates hanging floral displays to beautify downtown, and yet charges nothing. It's not magic. It's the Greenhouse Project. It's real, it's growing, and it needs your help. Go online to carsoncitygreenhouse.org so together we can grow it forward.
And that's all the time we have for today. This has been Oren Johnson filling in for Sam Schaff. If you'd like to join us 24/7 on NevadaNewsmakers.com, or you can download our podcast on your favorite podcast app. Thank you for watching and listening. This has been Nevada Newsmakers.